Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. What a privilege and honor it is to be with you today, to be able to share this message of hope. We're going to talk about something this week that I think will be a real inspiration to you, to help you stay on track and realize actually what's going on in your life, and to be able to understand what the enemy is trying to do to you. You know, the enemy has no right to accuse you anymore. You know, if we understand anything, it's a revelation of what God's doing in the body of Christ. And Jesus is seated on the right hand of the Father to make intercessions for you and I in heaven, so that he, every time that you make a mistake or you miss the mark, God sees Jesus and he doesn't see what you've done wrong. So I want you to realize that today, that Jesus made the ultimate sacrifice in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 24. For Christ has not entered the holy place made with hands, which are copies of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for you and me, or for us, the translation says. Now I want you to think about that just a moment. That the high priest one time a year would go into the holies of holies and he would present a sacrifice to God on behalf of all the people that he was high priest over, that nation. And if he was clean, then he would go in and everybody in the nation would be clean because of that high priest. But if that high priest was not clean, then nobody in the nation was cleaned. So it was based on the great high priest. But I want you to see something here in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 20. Where the forerunner has entered for us, even Jesus, having become high priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. Now we understand here that God was stepping in the gap for you and me, that you and I would walk into a place of power, walk into a place of authority, but that when Jesus changed the order of the high priest, all the Levitical priests came out of the tribe of Levi until Jesus came along. And then when Jesus came along, he became high priest out of the order of Melchizedek and also out of the order of the tribe of Judah. And every time the high priest changed, then the law had to change. So when Jesus became our high priest, no longer were we under the Levitical law. So now Jesus went to present himself in the presence of God for you and me, for the sins of the world. Now, you can see in Job chapter 1, verse 6, it says, now there was a day when the sons of God, now in Job chapter 1, verse 6, sons of God is angels, came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan also came among them, and the Lord said to Satan, from where did you come? So Satan answered the Lord, and he said, from going to and fro on the earth, and from walking back and forth in it. Then the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? For there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and an upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil. So Satan answered the Lord, and he said, does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, and around all that he has on every side? So we see here that when Adam fell in the garden, Lucifer had the authority then to go up into the heaven and accuse you and I before God, because he's accusing Job before the Father. But I want you to understand something. Once Jesus died on the cross and resurrected and took that blood up to the mercy seat of God, he took that mercy seat, that blood up there for you and me. Now we can see this in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Therefore, he is able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives to make intercessions for them. So we see here that as God is beginning to do something, Satan could come before God and accuse you and I of our sins. But when Jesus died and resurrected, he went before the Father and is seated on before the Father, and he's making intercessions day after day after day for you and me. And now because of that, we have victory. Now, you know, the Bible says in Job chapter 9, verse 33, nor is there any mediator between us who can lay his hands on us both. So Job was crying out and said, there's no mediator. There's nobody that can get us together anymore. And so Jesus said, I'll come and I'll be 100% God and 100% man, and I will die as a man, and I'll resurrect as a Christ, and I'll be 100% God and 100% man, and I'll pull man and God together, and they'll become one. done. Now he's a mediator between us. He goes into heaven, presents the blood covenant, and now because of that, Lucifer can go there and accuse us anymore. So all those things you're hearing is the only device Lucifer has now. He doesn't accuse us before God because he has Jesus standing right there. He accuses me and you and tries to deceive us. But the Bible said in Ephesians 4 and 26, he said, neither give place to the devil. He also goes on to say that be ye not ignorant of his devices. So you and I have victory, and the enemy can no longer accuse us of anything because we're absolutely spotless, without wrinkle, and without blemish before the Lord, because Jesus was the ultimate sacrifice. That's the beauty of grace.